This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Tuesday, the 23rd of April. 5 young Victorian children, including 2 known to child protection, died from malnutrition and neglect in just 17 months during the pandemic. Since this spike in deaths, the worst in 20 years, at least one more child known to child protection has died in similar circumstances, with an independent watchdog warning the system is under extreme pressure. The 5 victims were all aged 4 and under, including 2 newborns who were less than 4 weeks old and died between September 2020 and January 2022 after minimal or no primary healthcare contact. A woman has allegedly been murdered by her ex-partner just over a fortnight after he was granted bail after being accused of raping her 3 times. Police will allege Daniel Billings entered the New South Wales town of Forbes, which he had been banned from visiting, to murder his former girlfriend Molly Ticehurst in her own home. Emergency services found the battered body of the 28-year-old mum in the early hours of Monday, just 15 days after Billings was granted conditional release after being charged with a raft of sex and domestic violence offences. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Queensland's youth crime epidemic has been laid bare as a new report reveals the number of young criminals jumped 5.2% to more than 11,000 offenders, with 11 of those charged with murder. The jump in young offenders is the first increase in 7 years, according to the Queensland Government Statistician's Office report released on Monday. It also showed around 55% of all break-ins, car thefts and robberies were committed by children. And a West Adelaide footballer is in a serious condition in Royal Adelaide Hospital after an incident at a Port Lincoln hotel on Sunday morning. Bloods league player Sam May sustained life-altering injuries and has reportedly been placed in an induced coma following the team's Sandful game against Norwood at Centenary Oval in what the club has described as an off-field incident. It's understood the incident occurred at Port Lincoln's Pier Hotel and that no other person was involved. 7 News Adelaide reports the 24-year-old might have fallen through the roof of the venue, with his teammates only noticing he was missing when he was not at the airport to return home on Sunday morning.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are 2 incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus. Us on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.